a good time to call and ask a question.
بله، بفرمایید خواهش می‌کنم.
I try to speak in English. My original language is Persian.
You can speak Farsi.
If I have a problem, please ask me. Then I explain again.
اگر دوست داشتید فارسی حرفم بزنید بفرمایید، من ترجمه میکنم.
باشه، حالا سعی میکنم به انگلیسی بگم.
بفرمایید.
My question is this. I understand we human beings have two natures. One is the physical nature and the other one is the spiritual nature. The same way that we feed our human nature or physical nature, we have to feed our spiritual nature. The spiritual nature, we have to like pray and meditate, like fast, or like believe in God, or believe in the existence of the soul of human being. This is the spiritual part of man. But my question is this. That at the present day, the ideology of religion always been from the beginning of the history until now, always ideology of religion been, you know, وجود داشته. My question is this, religion sometimes become fanaticism and superstition, and how we can get rid of those superstition and fanaticism like my religion is better, my color is better, my ideology is better. How can we get rid of those ideology and fanaticism that prepare us for our spiritual nature? Because most of the people, they're born in religion. 95% of people, they're born in families that they have some religion. And they grow up with the education of religion. And I believe religion is the only way to spirituality. There is no other things to spirituality. But religion causes superstition and fanaticism. How can we get rid of this?
خیلی ممنونم از اینکه سوال قشنگو کردین. Thank you very much for your question.
Hi, Dr. Piroz and Dr. Cheshi. I would like to thank you a lot because you, I feel so comfortable, so relaxed after listening to your speech. My question from Dr. Cheshi is, would you please tell me if you believe there is a spirit? For example, if I lost my sister, is her spirit going to be present or it's not? And
you wanted the website also?
And also I would like to know if Dr. Cheshi has any website, because I live in Washington, D.C., and I would like to know if there is any meeting that if I would like to know more about Sufi, and is there any way, or if Dr. Cheshi has any seminars or conferences around this part of the country I would like to attend.
Merci, Parvin John.
Thank you so much.
Khodafiz. Dr. Cheshi, you want to answer the first one first, and then the first caller asked about the religion and the spirituality. What's the difference if we get rid of fanaticism? How we can get rid of it?
Well, you know, the Sufis never attempt to get rid of anything. One sees how human existence is occurring. And the level of commitment is toward one's own self-transformation, in which one works on the aspects of harmony within oneself. And in developing harmony within oneself, one can develop this harmony. It radiates into your family and it radiates into the community from
it's
your
like
own
a
being.
Jungle. When they're walking into it, they have to find a way themselves.
That's right. So one aspect for answering that is the subject that you just gave or the question that you gave is too big, you see. It isn't approachable by one human being only in the way that you can approach a subject that large as all religious intolerance is to begin to look at your own and begin to bring harmony within your own self, within your own belief system, and then spread it into your family and then spread it into the community in which you work with, and then it will go into the world. It's very accessible to us that way, and we don't, if we worry about a very large problem, we don't see ourselves being able to handle something that becomes so all-overpowering. The best way to do it is to take baby steps into the larger issue, and that is how you solve the larger issue.
Okay, let's go to Parveen's question. Website first.
So the website, Parveen, is www.sufimovement.net, SufiMovement.net. And that is the website for the Sufi movement, and the schedule of teaching is in that, if you just push the button under schedule. And there will also be other teachings on that website. And yes, I do come to the East Coast, and I teach often in the East Coast, and it'll always be posted on the website. So maybe we can meet someday.
That's very good. Okay, Dr. Cheshti, she asked about the spirit of
her
the
sister
is dead. Go ahead, answer Parveen.
So, Parveen, the question about whether your sister's spirit is
living,
or dead, is a odd question due to the fact that everyone who comes into this world is coming as a part of the divine being. And the divine being is always living, And there is no beginning and there is no end.
There's no death.
There is no birth and there is no death. Mm-hmm. Say he is God, the only one, the absolute. He begetteth not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto that one. So it is in the Ahad, and we express the divine nature in every being that has come into presence in this world, regardless of what we think of them or how we judge them. Now, whether you can be with your sister's spirit depends on the love in your own heart for your sister. For as long as the love in your heart lives, your sister lives.
Okay, our time is over. We did good. We had... good people, they listen to us. Thank you very much, Dr. Cheshti.
Thank you
Cheshti.
For having me with you. And
thank you
everyone
for your coming.
For allowing me to enter your homes. Blessings to you all and to you and Mary.
You did wonderful. You really opened the fruits of the Tawheed, and especially Sifat Allah, Asma'ul Husna. Whatever good name is, belong to Allah.
Yes, that is so true.
And that is blessed. Very beautiful. You... relay that very eloquently and spiritually and very beautifully. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For your coming. Inshallah, with your schedule, I can find you again to bring you back.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Blessings to you as well.
Thank you.